Well, they had three chances all in one when we made a mistake. And to be fair, we've made two mistakes, which usually at this level, you make a mistake, you get punished, and we got away with it. I agree, they could have had four or five against it. They were very, very good in the first 20, 25 minutes. I thought they were excellent until we got to grips with how they played and changed a few things at half-time, which we needed to, and defensively we were much better. But always in the first half too, I think we've had two or three great chances too. So all in all, we've rode our luck a bit. We can't deny that. We're in the hat, but sometimes if you're going to need a cup run, then sometimes you need a little bit of luck to go your way. And we've probably had more tonight, if we're being honest, than we did for 6 months last year. Where everything was going against us, tonight was our night. And all credit to them, they stuck at it. They stuck at it. Longer it went, I thought the more comfortable we become, which was always a good against a very good Swansea team.
Yeah, looked very resilient. What did you change at half-time? What did you say?
Well, sometimes you can go for formations, but I just think we needed to push Andy a little bit higher up, and we moved Sean Maloney onto Britain. They played a sort of diamond formation. You know, here's me talking all technical, but that's what they did. So we pushed Andy up a little bit more. Of course, when the game was getting into its depths, we dropped probably too deep, which is only human, but we've managed to keep a clean sheet. How? Then sometimes you need a bit of luck.
Your keeper's had a bit of a calamity and got away with it in the first half. What's he doing there?
Well, he's got away with it, and in the past he hasn't. And it's a shame because it blights him. He's a very, very good goalkeeper. And unfortunately, any time he seems to get a chance, unfortunately he comes up with making a mistake. And he's got to eradicate that because it spoils his performance. He's pulled off a world-class save from 6 yards from a header from someone, I don't know who it was. But it was a great save, but you know, for all his good work, he has to eradicate just, you know, the ball at his feet. You don't get that time in England, and he has to adjust to that.
You got Jake Livermore back in your starting lineup. We talked about him before the game. How do you feel he did tonight?
Well, I thought he did excellent in a game, which is going to be difficult. You know, his energy levels were terrific for an hour or so, and playing against a very good team. And he'll enjoy the supporters' appreciation of him. You know, it's been a tough, tough time for him. Hopefully now he can just get on, get himself fit and get back in the team. And he owes all of us a big favour because we've been very, very good to him, and rightly so. Now he needs to do us a big turn and get fit and get us back to where we want to be.
What are his chances, say, for instance, being involved in the league on... And you know, Saturday. I was always going to ask on Saturday.
Well, I see how he is and how he recovers. But the one thing about him, fitness-wise, fitness levels are good. He's a natural, you know, he's a big, powerful boy. But fitness-wise, as we've seen today, he's lasted nearly 70 minutes very, very comfortably.
You had to make a change from the official team sheet in the warm-up. Alex dropped out.
Alex hurt his groin in the warm-up, which is a bit of a concern. But Curtis come in and I have to say, didn't put a foot wrong. I thought he was excellent tonight. And it'll done people like Ryan Taylor and Harry Maguire. The world are good because, you know, they're champing at the bit to get a chance, and certainly for Harry to play was good for him.
Yeah, because he's been in a bit on the fringes this season, hasn't he?
He's been on the fringes since he's come here.
Is that difficult for you to manage?
Of course, because, look, Dawson and Davis have started off fantastically well. But we all know football, you know. We hope that they're going to play 48 games a season. I doubt they will. But when we've got somebody like Harry, then he'll have to be patient for his chance, like a lot of other people, and wait, and then obviously play well enough to give me a decision.
Yeah, because I take it other managers, you probably get quite a lot of calls about him trying to get him out.
Well, we've had one or two, but really, I'm not going to help the Championship at the moment, so I've got to be a bit selfish in what's best for us. And us at the moment, let's keep our good players. We've got a lot of games still to play, and we need our good players.
How concerning is that Alex injury?
Well, we'll see how he is. I think if he had played, then he would have been in serious trouble, but it looks like a normal groin strain, which we hope is 2-3 weeks, we hope. But we'll see how he is.
What did you make of Akpom's performance tonight? He had to work up top on his,
look,
on his
look, own. The two boys from Arsenal are 19 years old. Mm. He worked tirelessly up on his own. It's hard for him. But there's flashes where you can see his potential, of course. He's a boy. He's a young boy at 19. And even though he's built like a proverbial brick outhouse, then we understand that it's going to take time with him, and it's a big season for him, but you can see his talent.
I like what I saw from Sean Maloney tonight. Will he bring something different
yes.
to your squad?
He is.
In what way?
Well, he's a clever footballer who can play in the left and off the front and keep a hold of the ball and got that lovely balance which he helps to manoeuvre it and keep it moving. And there's times we've got to go forward better. We must go forward better, and sometimes it's easy to go back. That's the easy way out. And, you know, young Robbo is learning too. You know, he could have gone forward much, much better in the second half, you know. But there's a lot of them there in the trade. With Shawnee in and around them, he'll certainly help them young ones.
Yeah, is he the sort of player that can get in between the midfield and the defence and find little pockets of space?
Well, he can do that, and he's done that all his career, and he's played on the left too. So I just think he's a very, very good acquisition for us. I thought he played very, very well today. When it comes into him, he sticks, he gets turned round quick, and he's always looking for that forward pass, which we must improve on. We have to go forward better. We have to have the confidence to go forward better. But as I keep saying, you know, it's a new team. It takes a little bit of time. We've got some young ones who are trying to develop. So the supporters, I'm sure, will understand that it's going to take a bit of time, especially with the young ones. But what I'm seeing can only bear well.
Mm. And he's got a set piece in him, by the looks of him, as well.
Oh, he's certainly got that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he had a hand in the goal, actually.
He did, yeah. I thought he should have scored. I think he'd be disappointed that he hasn't scored, even though he's only 5'6". To win a header in the 6-yard box was great. And Myla, for me, was back to what Myla does best today, which is rampaging around and giving everything he's got for the team, and he's got the winning goal.
Club don't get in the fourth round very often. I think that's only the fifth time in their history, so well done.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah,
can't be bad.